only place to hear cheaters get busted. This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses, 101.3 KDWB.
Have we had any cheating girls on War of the Roses yet this year? I mean, this season's only been like three episodes into the season.
I'm trying to remember.
I think it's all been cheating guys.
I think so.
Well, no surprise, another cheating guy this week.
Maybe.
Or is he on War of the Roses? Let's find out. Let's talk to Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. Jackie gave us a little backstory, which on the crazy scale rates probably about a 7.5 or 8.
It's up there.
But you admit it, though, right?
I'm not proud. I admit it. It was a little crazy, but I had my suspicions.
So to catch people cheating, some people do things like, oh, I don't know, they'll say they'll go out of town for the weekend. They actually don't. Or they'll maybe cruise by his apartment to see whether there's a car out front or whatever. But you did something a little more out of the way. What'd you do to find out whether your boyfriend was cheating or not?
Okay. Yeah. So I knew that he and his pals were going to New Orleans for this, like, guys' bachelor trip. And he hangs out with these guys that are, they're just those kind of guys. I know that they probably cheat on their girlfriends. They're kind of sleazy. They go out all the time. And they brag. So anyway, they're going on this trip. And I had a bad feeling. It was my intuition. I decided to not tell him and go down there and see what was going on with these guys.
You didn't invite yourself along. You didn't say, hey, Adam, I'm coming with. You didn't tell him were going.
You just went.
I didn't. I wanted to see.
So when you get down there, what's your plan? I mean, is your plan to, like, just walk around New Orleans till you find him? Or how would you know where he was and what he's doing?
Okay, so I knew where he was staying, and I stayed at a place nearby. And then I would text him like it was normal, like I was at home, and I would say, hey, what are you guys up to today? And he would say, so one day they were like spending the day on Bourbon Street, and he said, we're going to Bourbon Street. And he took a picture for me and showed me this cool Bourbon Street, like, restaurant mm-hmm. that everybody goes to. And so I went there, and that's actually where they were. He didn't lie. He showed me where they were going. So I went, and I watched.
I would be so nervous that he would see me the whole time. I would be, like, paranoid that it was friends or someone
would. I was nervous, but I mean, I stayed far enough away, and I just kind of wanted to observe. And there they were, like, they were definitely talking to girls. There was definitely a lot of drinking. And then the next day, I asked him what he was doing, and he's like, we're just going to hang out at the hotel. They have a really nice pool here. And then I went and I watched them at the pool, and that's where it got, like, a little too much for me. There were girls everywhere in their bikinis, and they were flirting with them. And one girl decides to sit on Adam's lap in the pool, and he lets it happen. And that to me was enough for me to finally.
That's not so bad. I mean, come on, it's just a girl in a bikini on his lap.
Pick, I know what you're
pick,
doing.
Pick. In a pool and he's drinking, and he has his arm wrapped around her waist.
Of course he does.
Okay.
What's the problem with that? Why is that surprising? Okay, whatever. Pick,
that's
pick,
not
pick.
Cool.
All right. So I'm just picturing you. I want to back up a little bit to the bar, and you're watching Adam and all these girls and his buddies in the bar. I'm just picturing a sad, lonely girl sitting across the room at a table by herself, kind of peering around a pole, looking at Adam.
I'm imagining her being way worse, and she's parting a random plant in the restaurant, looking through it. That's what I'm envisioning.
Did you hide behind a fern, Jack?
I think it was somewhere between those two. I was definitely out of view, but I had a mission. I was a girl with a mission.
Don't you think that if there's so much, such a trust issue that you had to fly to New Orleans to find out whether he's cheating, that maybe it's just not, you're not ready for a relationship, or maybe not one with Adam?
I admit it's a little crazy, and I said that, but this has happened to me before, and if he is not cheating, I want to know that I can trust him.
Okay.
And this is really, like, I felt the only way that I could know is to see it with my own eyes.
So you saw it with your own eyes at the pool, and there's the bikini girl on his lap in the pool.
There's a girl on his lap,
So is that the moment where you walk up and cause a scene, or did you tell him about it later?
Oh, no. I went up to him.
Okay.
I went up to him, and I was like, this is not cool. What is this? Who is this? I was heated. And he, of course, calls me crazy. What are you doing here? This is insane. And I understand that. But there's still a girl in a bikini in his lap. A girl with giant boobs in a bikini in his lap.
What did she do? Because at that point, I think any reasonable person would be like, okay, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yikes, bye.
Did she argue back with you?
Oh, no, she left. I don't know. She wasn't there. She left. I'm sure she left.
Okay. So then what do you and Adam somehow get past this and you make up and you figure everything's okay and then you spend the rest of the week with him? Or what, did you go home or what'd you do?
That was the last day. He actually didn't cheat. So yeah, we talked, we worked it out.
Yeah, I obviously forgave you for
stayed
doing
in his hotel that night and then we went home. He wasn't, I mean, it was a little uncomfortable. There was a couple weeks of like me apologizing and him also being sorry for the pool scene, but yeah, we worked it out.
Okay. So now what's up? Because here it is a year later, and you want to do War of the Roses, so obviously he's done something else that makes you suspicious.
Yeah, so I mean, this past year has been really great. I started taking night classes on Thursdays, and we got this puppy together, this puppy Coco, and she's amazing. So we needed to get her, she's a little rambunctious, and we wanted to get her some training. The only night that, or the only class that worked is also Thursday nights. The night I'm in class, so Adam's taking Coco to go to the trainer, and so I had my teacher one Thursday night was like, "We're not having class this week. You guys have the night off." So I said to Adam, "Oh, this is amazing! I'm so excited. I want to go to class with you and Coco. I've been wondering what happens there." And he got really weird. He was like, "Oh, no, they don't let outside people. The class has been going on for 4 weeks, and it disrupts the development of the learning of the puppy." And
which I guess could make sense, yeah. People. Yeah, I think they do that when you...
No, it didn't make sense to me. It was this vibe he was putting off. He was getting so uncomfortable. He said those things, but he didn't say them clearly. He was kind of tripping on his words, and he sort of put that scenario together, and I was like, wait a second, is that really happening?
So you're suspicious is that he, instead of going to puppy classes on Thursdays, you're out at taking night classes somewhere, so he's going over to somebody's house and seeing her, or at least doing something that he's hiding. Why don't you just follow him, take a night off from class, and then go to puppy class and see whether he's there or not?
Because I don't want what happened in New Orleans to happen again. He won't forgive me. He would not forgive me if I showed up to puppy class and was...
God, part of you, you're crazy enough that you actually make sense here and there. It's like you put some thought
Thank
into
you.
This.
Thank you.
You are a genuine crazy person.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know. It doesn't feel good.
I gotcha. Listen, we can call him up and we'll offer to send the roses to whoever he wants to. And hopefully he will send them to you. Because, I mean, my God, you have a dog together.
Yes, Coco.
You are the dog parents, and he should send the flowers to you. Okay, is there anything we're missing? Is there any other crazy, stalky, trappy kind of a things you want to tell us about?
I think that's it. I don't want to sound too crazy.
Okay, all right. So that means there's more, but she's not going to tell us. Jackie, you hold on. I'm just kidding with you. Stay there. We'll come back, and we'll call him in a minute, okay?
Okay.
So I want to hear your opinion before we make the phone call, which we will in a couple of minutes. Call me at 651-989-KDWB and let me know, is she crazy or is she brilliant? I thought it was brilliant that she doesn't want to stalk him at the puppy class because he won't forgive her for doing it twice. So she wants to trap him on War of the Roses. But if he's innocent on War of the Roses, will he forgive her again? Text me at KDWB1-53921 or call me, and we'll be back with War of the Roses next on KDWB. The girl on War of the Roses is a little bit crazy.
You know
All
what,
right, that's just my opinion.
I don't support it. I would never do it. But I don't know, because you even said it, but she kind of is so crazy, she makes sense at times.
That's the thing about, well, let me see what you think. We have a lot of people on the phone who are talking about War of the Roses. She went down to New Orleans to his buddy's bachelor party to tail him to see what he was up to. She did find him with a girl in a bikini on his lap in the pool. And so they made up, but now he's been going to puppy classes, and she's like, "Well, can I go?" And he's like, "No, because it'll confuse the dog." So I'm looking at text messages, and I'm looking for phone calls. Here's one that says, she has clearly got some issues she needs to work on. a normal, healthy adult would not do the things that she is doing. Another one said, all right, as an admitted psycho girlfriend, this girl's way over the line. I'm surprised he stayed with her after stalking him all the way down to Nolens. I hope he sends the roses to somebody else.
This is a really long one. This girl is crazy. First you creep, make sure he's not cheating. Now he continues with a relationship, and you still are crazy. And then that is true with obedience classes. They don't let new people participate after the first 3 weeks because they haven't established a relationship.
Let's get on the phone really quick here and see what you think before we get to make the phone call on War of the Roses. Sephoria, is that your name?
Sephonia,
what do you think really quick?
I think this is going to push him over the edge. He's going to be done. Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be like, you're stalking me. I can't take it anymore.
Exactly. That's the way I would view it. It's bad enough you showed up on my trip, and now you got me on the radio. What she's clearly telling him is she don't have no faith in him. She don't have no belief, and he going to get the opinion that you think once a cheater, always a cheater. Mm-hmm. And he may not be cheating on this girl at all, which going to New Orleans, he wasn't cheating. He flirted, but he wasn't cheating.
So you think like me, Sephonia. You think like me. What's the big deal? He had an almost naked woman on his lap in the pool. What's the big deal, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he was out having fun with the guy.
I love you. See, I think...
I bet you she saw her man with someone on his lap. What would you do?
I will say, I dealt with a relationship with a guy, and this was several years ago, and I'll make it quick. The guy dated me for over a year. He spent weekends with me, and he came over on, believe it or not, Thursday night. I didn't find out for a year because he slipped up in something in conversation that he had a wife. Thursday night was his night. He's supposed to have been supposedly going to Overeaters Anonymous.
Okay, stop it. Okay, so that was his excuse to his wife. That's why he would come over to your house, right?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Sephonia, I love you. Thanks
Save
for calling
her
in.
Number. I need her opinions on stuff in the future.
We got to get back. We got to make the phone call. Are you ready? Let's get started. Here we go.
Hi, Tom. This is Jan.
No, it's complete. So thank you so much for your time, Adam. We are going to get you roses, and we're going to send those out today by end of the day. What I'll need from you is a name for the recipient.
Okay. Thanks again for that. I mean, this is very nice of you. I think that I'll send them to Tara.
Okay. And you can leave a note, like a little card, if you want a message for the flowers.
Yeah. How about you make it say, you've always been there for me, and I hope that you'll always be there for me.
Oh, nice.
What the...
Do you know who you apparently recognize that name?
Tara.
You know her.
Yeah, I know Tara. She's always I knew it. Tara's always with the guys. She's always hanging out. Like, she's just one of the guys, and she's like just naturally cute or whatever, just innocently with the guys. And it's Tara. You're telling me that Tara is who you're.
Oh, my God. Is that Jackie? You,
yes. Yes, it is.
You know it is.
Crazy.
That is Jackie.
I'm crazy? You're cheating on me, and I'm crazy. I knew it this whole time. You made me crazy.
You're crazy.
Adam,
you followed me down into New Orleans. Jackie, who are these other people that are on the phone that are giving me phony flowers?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
She called KDWB, that's a radio station here in town, and she had us call you to see who you would send roses to because she was worried about the trip to New Orleans, and then she was worried about the dog classes because she wanted to go to dog classes with you and Coco, and you said, no, you can't go because you can't have different people going. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, sounds real familiar. Sounds like exactly what she would do.
What I would do?
So who's wrong here? I mean, she is the one who caught you sending roses to this other girl.
Tara.
But
yeah,
then,
Adam, what's going on here?
So, well, but I want to know who's wrong. I mean, is she wrong because she's trying to trap you? Or are you wrong for sending roses to the wrong person?
You know, I I'm going to be honest with you here. The biggest problem that I see right here is that she's been doing this for such a long time. She's always just been worried and worried, and she's like built this thing up that I'm always cheating on her. And so, you know what? Honestly, I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad that she's doing this so that I can just get out of this and I can just go focus on being with somebody who actually wants to be with me rather than that's just always scared about being with me.
But you have a dog together. You can't. You have a dog together.
Yeah, you can break up just even if you have a dog. You know what? I want the dog, and you can go be with whoever the hell else you with.
Right, Adam. Yeah, right. You're getting the dog.
Poor Coco.
Look, I'm the one that's always been taking care of the dog. You've just always been just...
Adam, were there actual dog classes you were taking Coco to?
No, there weren't dog classes, but I always was with the dog, and the dog was always with me. We were always just out doing whatever and stuff.
Like Tara.
Hanging out with Tara. Exactly.
Why don't you like Tara? You don't like Tara. I can tell right away. You don't like. Why don't you like her?
Because it's obvious.
I do like
something with her.
No, I mean Jackie. Why don't you like Tara?
I knew she was hanging around because she had to be interested in one of the guys, and it turns out it was Adam, and it turns out Adam's interested in her too, and I knew it the whole time, and I'm not crazy.
Who gets the dog?
Absolutely me. This is my dog.